Watch, ACLU attorney, absolutely fair for trans women to compete with girls. By Penny Starr on June 8, 2021. In a discussion with Yahoo Finance, a man living as a woman and a woman who is living as a man said it is fair for transgender women to compete against biological women and that claims otherwise are overblown. The idea of trans dominance is completely overblown. Chase Strongio, who's starting living as a man in college, said. It's a myth. Strongio, who is an attorney with the left-wing American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, called the wave of state legislation to try to protect female athletes in high school and college from unfair transgender competition discrimination. When asked about Lauren Hubbard, a transgender woman and weightlifter from Australia who hopes to compete in the Summer Olympics in Japan, Strongio said the laws of the transgender sport in 10 states make it harder for a trans fourth grader to play sports than a trans Olympian. Strongio called the sports legislation and other bills to preserve single-sex spaces like restrooms and locker rooms a sweeping set of attacks. There isn't actually this major problem of inclusion of trans in the way that a lot of people on the conservative side are trying to make it out to be a problem. Transgender activist Raquel Willis said in the discussion, which posted on Yahoo Finance's Twitter account. We need to be making spaces where everyone can fully be seen as themselves and be respected in the agent and bodily autonomy, Willis said. We can't have these assumptions about people's bodies. The facts about the advantage transgender women have over biological women are well documented, including in a lawsuit filed by high school athletes in Connecticut challenging the state's athletic association for allowing it. Chelsea Mitchell is one of them, and she wrote about it on the website of Alliance Defending Freedom, which is helping fight for women's rights in sports. I've lost 4 women's state championship titles, 2 All New England awards, and numerous other spots on the podium to male runners. I was bumped to 3rd place in the 55-meter dash in 2019, behind 2 male runners. With every loss, it gets harder and harder to try again. That's a devastating experience. It tells me that I'm not good enough, that my body isn't good enough, and that no matter how hard I work, I am unlikely to succeed, because I'm a woman. That experience is why 3 of my fellow female athletes and I filed a lawsuit last year with Alliance Defending Freedom against the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, CIAC, because girls and women shouldn't be stripped of their right to fair competition. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.